Carol.
Hi, this is Annie. And this is the Making Lemonade podcast, where we discuss our lives
and how we adapt to new challenges and make the most of it.
This week, we're going to learn about how my co-host Carol, an architect and designer who also owns a restaurant in Hong Kong, is adapting to COVID-19 challenges. My name is Annie, a realtor in Chicago, and I'm here with Carol, who is going to share with us the current situation in Hong Kong and how her restaurant business is doing. So you have another restaurant business in addition to your architecture design business. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. We opened up our restaurant, Mean Noodles, in 2017. So around the same time I had my first baby.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a handful. So it's a Malaysian noodle shop in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how do you operate two businesses with a baby?
Luckily, our office and our restaurant, Mean Noodles, is right next to each other. So we literally share a wall.
That's convenient.
Yeah. So our office is at shop 5 and our restaurant is shop 4. So we're like in the same building. And Kevin really divides his time in between the two. So usually if it's busy during lunchtime, he'll go over there and help out during lunch. And we really just share the resources between the two businesses.
Oh, wow. That's really smart. So tell the audience here, who is Kevin?
Okay. Kevin is my husband. He is Malaysian Chinese. And he went to Cornell Architecture School. And after he was done, he took a little break and he went to Cordon Bleu in Boston. So we kind of do a lot of different things at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. So why did you guys decide to open a restaurant? It's obviously very different than what you do in interior design.
Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, he went to architecture school and he is really interested in cooking. So that's why he decided to take a break to learn cooking and go to culinary school.
Yeah.
That's like his kind of passion, basically. And this is like his passion project. We also specialize in restaurant design. So we use this as a portfolio piece.
Oh, that's very smart. Mm-hmm. So what are the advantages and disadvantages in having both?
I guess having a restaurant really helps us as designers, I think, to learn about what it is a restaurant owner needs. We kind of see that when we're designing for other restaurants, and we see that from a designer's point of view and a restaurant owner's point of view, and really helps us legitimize our design decisions. And we really think about how operation is going to work and how it can help design hand in hand. And also when we first opened, we kind of made a lot of changes right away due to customer feedback. So we were able to utilize the holidays when the restaurant was closed to make changes to the restaurant because they used to be individual seatings and we changed them to tables because a lot of people that come eat with their colleagues and such. So they want to sit together instead of all in a row.
Right. Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a perfect example. I was thinking of some examples. Maybe a restaurant designer might not have the perspective that you do as a restaurant owner and designer.
Yeah, exactly. Because Kevin went to culinary school and he worked at restaurants before. So he really understands what it is working in a kitchen is like. Sometimes we would work with kitchen suppliers and they basically only supply kitchen equipment. They don't really understand how it operates inside the kitchen.
Right.
So I think, you know, having that perspective really helps us become better.
Yeah, I bet. I bet your clients certainly benefit from that. So for your restaurant, how long did the whole process take to get started?
It's really funny because we typically have our clients work on the whole design and renovation within 3 months because rent is expensive. That's why typically for our commercial clients, they have to pay rent. So we try to get it done as soon as possible and getting, you know, making all the design decisions really quickly. Mm-hmm. But for us, I think because we're doing both, we're both the designers and the owner, it took us about 5 to 6 months. So it includes all like the concept, all the food testing, all that. So it really took us quite some time to get up and running.
Right. So tell us some of your signature dishes at the restaurant.
Yeah, so our signature dishes, we have quite a few. We have prawn mee, which is like a shrimp-based dish. The laksa, which is what they call curry laksa. And these are all like noodle soups. And then some of the stir fries is the chow kui teow, which is kind of like a flat noodle, rice noodle stir fry. We've been voted for one of the best laksas in Hong Kong. So that's
wow, congrats. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
And how else do you use your creative backgrounds to your advantage?
For the restaurant, from the beginning, we designed our own logos. You know, we designed the menus. We designed all the kind of like flyers and everything. And when we kind of think of new marketing campaigns, we can really utilize the design resources in our office and have them design flyers and Instagram images that we need to post. So it's actually really great having that in our office. Yeah.
Those are great resources to have. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us some interesting things you do at the restaurant?
Some of the more fun things we've been doing recently is Instagram Live. Kevin has been going to the market to buy things, and he's kind of been using that opportunity to introduce Malaysian ingredients and kind of things that he uses in his soup base and where to go buy them.
Well, that's so fun.
Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram, Mean Noodles.
So Mean Noodles on Instagram, and Kevin will go on Instagram Live and show us when he goes to the market. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah. So he's been, I think he's done a few episodes now to going to different markets to look for stuff. It's kind of like his new thing.
That's so fun. I can't wait. I want to watch him next time.
Yeah.
So now, of course, with COVID-19 challenges, we discussed last episode about dine-in restrictions. What is that like for you guys now?
When COVID-19 first hit, the restaurant was actually doing quite bad because in February, everyone was just working from home. So we actually closed the restaurant a little bit because that time period, like January, February, is Chinese New Year. And then it was like COVID, so there wasn't very much business. So we decided to close the restaurant for a few months. And then we kind of had a team come in like maybe 2-3 months ago to do just R&D. So we actually were not open for business. We were just in the restaurant doing R&D. But people kept messaging us and they're like, oh, are you guys, you know, still operating, this and that? So recently, this past month, we've been doing the normal takeout, but we also launched a new product called Instant Laksa.
Oh, and what's that?
It is our signature dish, the laksa noodles, but we sell it in a frozen form so you can cook it anytime. It's like a quick cooking. It's already cooked, so it's almost like instant noodles, but healthier. It's like our laksa dish. So you can just like throw the frozen soup and the noodles in the pot and just cook it for 10 minutes. And, you know, you have like a whole bowl of laksa.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, how easy.
Actually, we've been getting orders for it because people would just buy like 5 or 10 pack because they can just keep it in their freezer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's genius. Love it.
So for next episode, we're going to learn more about how Annie ended up in Chicago and how she's building her career in real estate. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Mean Noodles to watch Kevin livestream his shopping adventures.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe so you can listen to all of our episodes.